Chapter 4. Then I said to the angel who spoke with me, What are these things, my Lord? And the angel who spoke with me replied, Do you not know what these things are?
No, my Lord, I answered.
Then he said to me, This is the Lord's message to Zerubbabel. Not by an army, nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. What are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you are but a plain. He shall bring out the capstone, amid exclamations of hail, hail to it. This word of the Lord then came to me. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundations of this house, and his hands shall finish it. Then you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. For even they who were scornful on that day of small beginnings shall rejoice to see the select stone in the hands of Zerubbabel. These seven facets are the eyes of the Lord that range over the whole earth. The lampstand. Then the angel who spoke with me returned, and awakened me like a man awakened from his sleep. What do you see? He asked me. I see a lampstand, all of gold, with a bowl at the top, I replied. On it are seven lamps with their tubes, and beside it are two olive trees, one on the right and the other on the left. I then asked him, What are these two olive trees at each side of the lampstand? And again I asked, What are the two olive tufts which freely pour out fresh oil through the two golden channels? Do you not know what these are? He said to me.
No, my Lord, I answered him.
He said, These are the two anointed who stand by the Lord of the whole earth.